Sit down. Now, we just heard something really important, that there's only one way. Which way? Jesus. Everybody call it out if you know the answer.
Jesus.
Oh, perfect. Now, you might think that you only find Jesus in the New Testament in the Bible, but Glenda's going to read us something from the Old Testament that it might sound familiar.
Who wants to be happy? Yeah. Well, I was thinking about the theme this morning, which is how to be happy. And I went to open a bar of soap this morning before getting in the shower. And there's the word happy on my bar of soap. So maybe all I need to do is use the right soap to be happy. You know, I think sometimes we think that being happy is the child who has the most toy is happy. I think happy is the lady whose face has no wrinkles. Or happy is the person who has a successful career. Or happy is the family with lots of money. But all of those mean that somebody else is unhappy. Unhappy is the child with no toys. Unhappy is the person with no job. Unhappy is the family struggling to make ends meet. So let's listen to what the Old Testament says to us about what happiness looks like in God's world. Happy people don't listen to those who hurt or kill people. Happy people don't listen to those who say mean things about others. Happy people do listen to those who smile and talk about God. Happy people do listen to those who love the world that God loves. Happy people are like fresh green trees that grow near the water, that bloom in the springtime, that grow good fruit that we can eat. So let's be happy in God's way.
Okay, did everyone get a goodie bag when they came into church today? Because now's the moment you've all been waiting for. In your goodie bag, there are three yellow circles. Right now we need two of them, so you'll still have one left. If you haven't got a goodie bag, put your hand up because Joy's got some here.
Okay, I can see them.
There's one, two, three. These are what yellow circles look like. Okay, you need two of them. Put the other one back in your bag. Keep it safe. If you don't have a pen, that's a problem. You can have mine. Okay, if you can't write, that's also a problem. Okay. Now, on one of them, are you all listening? On one of those yellow circles, with your pen, you need to write something, anything that makes you happy. On the other one, this is harder, I want you to write something that you're worried about. Something that you're worried about. Okay, there's two. When you've done that, just write it, just write in the word. You can put a happy face or a sad face on it as well if you like. But what I want you to do when you've done the writing is I need Georgia and Harriet, so they better write fast. All your happy things get stuck all over this happy face. All of the things that make you happy. It might be having breakfast in bed. Or it might be coming to church and meeting your friends. Or it might be having friends around to play. It could be anything. And on this one that looks so sad, which I've put on the cross deliberately, because what is the better place to put things we're worried about than give them to Jesus? So what I want you to do is put your worried things on this sad face, knowing that they're on the cross with Jesus and you don't need to worry about them anymore. Okay, so stick it on there. And the happy things can get stuck on the happy face. Georgia and Harriet, I need you now. You can be on this one. And Harriet can, and Georgia can be on that one. So stick yours on first. You do have faces. So please just go and the girls will help you with the stickers. Did you stick your worries on the cross with Jesus? And your happy smiling face there on the other one? You did, that's good. Well, that makes me happy that you've done that. But I didn't write that on mine, but I could have. Because today we're going to talk about what Jesus said, how we can be happy with God. Wow, let's look at some of these spots. Aren't they amazing? So let's now enter a time of prayer where we confess to God the things that we've done that maybe make other people unhappy. Maybe they make us unhappy too. So a time of confession where we ask God to forgive us. So let's say the words in yellow together. Dear God, we know we have done a lot of wrong against you, other people and ourselves in our thoughts, speech and deeds. At times we have not done things you would do, whilst at other times we have done things that you would not do. We are sorry and want to change. Please forgive us so that we may start afresh today, that with the help of your Spirit we may think, speak and act in ways which please you in the days ahead. Amen.
So Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins and keep you in life eternal. Amen.
Well, now we've got another song, because when we know that we're forgiven by Jesus, we've got joy. So this is a good dancing one, so you can stand up and let's sing.
I got the joy, 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 joy.
Tired. Now you need to sit down for a bit. You need to sit down for a bit, and I'm just going to read you a little bit out of the Bible about what Jesus said about being happy. How to be happy. It's a bit confusing, so you'll have to listen hard. Luke chapter 6. And I'm going to read from verse 20 to verse 23. Jesus looked at his disciples and he said, blessed. Now, blessed means happy with God, right? Happy with God. So you're happy with God, or blessed, you who are poor. What? For yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you. That doesn't sound very nice to me. And reject you as evil because of Jesus. Rejoice, he says, in that day, and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. Well, my goodness, Jesus tells us some confusing things about being happy. He says that if we're crying, we should be happy because God will make us laugh. He said if we're hungry, we should be happy because God will give us good things. Sometimes we can say we're hungry for God's word, which doesn't mean that I need to eat a Bible now. That'd be really weird. But it means that I really want to hear God talking to me and to try and do what he says in my life. And that's what eating God's word means. Yum, yum. That'd be pretty good. So, sometimes people say that God loves you. You knew that, didn't you? He loves you just like you are. But he loves you too much to leave you that way. He wants you to be more and more like Jesus. And that's why Jesus was teaching us about how to be happy. Sometimes he wants us to change our attitudes, change the things that we think and do to make it easier to be like him. Jesus doesn't give us new ways of doing things. He doesn't say, if you follow this rule and this rule and this rule and this rule, which are new rules, you'll be happy. He says, no, you can be happy just by being who you are and by following what I teach you. Trying to turn things around. So if you're hungry, be hungry for the right things, he says. Be hungry for God's word. Don't go eating Bibles, though. That would be peculiar. And we'd have to watch you in the libraries, wouldn't we, Glenda? So, and thirst, he says, thirst after doing the right thing. Instead of having a big drink of water, think every time. That's a good thing. You can think every time you have a big drink of water, you can think, what's the right thing to do? Maybe Jesus can remind you by having a drink of water, what's the right thing to do? And all of the times that we do things that are not quite right and we want to say sorry to God, we can do that in prayer. We just did a prayer of confession where we said sorry to God for doing bad stuff or not doing good stuff, which is just as bad. But we can always take our problems to God in prayer and he will always hear us. So we need to think about how Jesus calls us to be happy, what he calls us to do that is that makes you happy and all the people around you happy too. Now's the time to take out of your bag the third yellow circle. I hope you didn't use them all before. Got one yellow circle left. You should also have one sticker which has a smiley face on it. Stick that sticker. Oh, we're not up to that one yet, Tony. We go back one. That's another one. Oh, tricked me. Okay, stick your sticker onto the yellow circle. Put it onto the yellow circle. And on the yellow circle, I want you also to write around the edge or underneath it in very small writing. And there's five words, because I know you can remember five words. Indy, I need your hand. Bring your hand up here. Okay, the words say, these are the words to write on your yellow stick, on your yellow circle. Jesus will always love me. Is that worth remembering? And you've got to watch too. Jesus will always love me. And it should have a smiley face on it. Yep, here we go. Jesus will always love me. That's great. And you've got two hands, so you can do it on the other one as well. Write those words onto the yellow circle where your sticker is. Then you're going to do something totally amazing.
I can do mine on that.
Yep. What you can do then is peel the sticky tape off the back and stick it to yourself. Because you are precious and Jesus will always love you. And that should make you exceptionally happy. Does it? Hands up if it makes you happy that Jesus loves you. Yes? Yes? Otherwise we'll have to do some more singing. Oh, Grandma's got her hands up for Michael as well. Okay, let's see your stickers. Everyone got your stickers on? Wearing your stickers? No, you can. She's got her own that she can put on her own forehead. If you need help with the sticky tape, ask a kid. Jesus will always love me. Or maybe Georgia will write it for you. Okay, so in the goodie bag, now we can go on to the next one. Sorry, we don't have a clicker today, which is just a little bit annoying for Tony, but she's marvellous. Okay, in the goodie bag, you have a piece of paper, a piece of coloured paper. And on the coloured paper are written some words, but it isn't the whole lot of words. Someone, somewhere in the church, has the rest of what it says. So it's a very small jigsaw puzzle. It's a very small jigsaw puzzle that only has two pieces. I think I'm already beginning to regret this. So some of the paper is green. Thomas has got a green one. Put up your hand if you've got a green one. Go and run around to the green people. I think that Christine Woolner looks like she'd have the other half of that. Okay, Steve's got a blue one. Blue one. Put your hand up if you've got a blue one. Okay, go see if you can match.
Happy are those who persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them.
Okay. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully.
Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs at to them.
Can you read those words?
Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them.
Excellent.
All right. Happy are those who's graceful to others requires God will satisfy them.
Fabulous. Have I got any others who want to have a go? You've got one?
Happy are the pure in heart, they will see God.
There we go.
Who's going to read? No, that doesn't go there.
Yes, it does. Happy are those who are persecuted.
No, that's not it.
Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires.
Okay.
Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them.
We already did ours.
It was already. Well done. Okay.
Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children.
There's not a second half to that one.
Oh, it doesn't need a second half. Yes. Well, there we go.
But I'm looking for
red. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them.
Excellent. Have you got another one there?
No, I haven't, because it doesn't match. We thought it did, but it doesn't.
Okay, here we go.
Happy are the pure in heart, they will see God.
Lovely. Well done. Okay. Now, I think you would have all made a new friend in that time. Did you all meet... Did you all meet someone new? Because you're going to need them in a little while, so I hope you remember who it was. So now we're going to have a greeting of peace. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Now share that peace with each other. Move around a bit. Share that peace with each other. Go find.
Yeah.
We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people and brings all things to their true end. This is our statement of faith. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, now, when you sit down, what I want you to do is to get into small groups. Maybe it's the people who are sitting with you now. Maybe it's the people who you made up the other half of your puzzle. But you need to be in a small group. So sit down in a small group and I'll tell you the next thing. Okay. In your goodie bag is a piece of paper and your pen. That's it. On it, as a group, you're three. That's good. All right. I want you to write a short prayer about for other people. It might only be two lines. It might be three or four lines. Maybe it's about the world. Maybe it's a situation or activity, something happening. And in a time of prayer that's going to be coming soon, Liam's going to go from group to group with the microphone. Competition. From group to group with the microphone, and you're all going to pray it. So someone in the group has to be able to read. Just saying. You'll need, you can read? Okay, I hope you can write as well. All right. The prayer should end with the words in yellow up there. Because God cares about this, and then we'll all respond, we can trust God and be happy. So it might be, if it was on my piece of paper, I might say, or in my group, I don't have a group, maybe I'll be in Indy's group. Yeah, okay. Maybe I could write, we pray for the people of Townsville who've had floods and the people in North Queensland who've had floods. And then I could say, because God cares about this, we can trust God and be happy. 4, 3, 2, 1, zero, blast off, bang. No, we're ready to pray then. We'll pray for other people. So Liam is going to go around with his roving microphone to the different groups. So we'll go to Indy's group first and we'll say, yeah, we pray for...
sick people.
Because God cares about this, we can trust God and be happy. Next group. Who's the speaking one?
Who's speaking? Fine. We pray for all the people in the community who can't get a job.
And then you say that.
Because God's about this.
We can trust God and be happy. On to the next group.
Okay. We care for God to look after the homeless people. And we can trust God and be happy.
Because God cares about
this. Because God cares about this.
We can trust God and be happy. Okay, next group.
That people will heal. God will heal people's cancer.
Because
God cares about this.
We can trust God and be happy.
Bless those who have no rain or food. Prayers for others because God cares about this.
We can trust God and be happy.
We pray for schools, teachers, students and chaplains and families of that community. Because God cares about this,
we can trust God and be happy.
Lord, I pray for understanding of the traumas being felt by people around the world, particularly the people in North Queensland, also the people of Tasmania and Tamworth, because God cares about us.
We can trust God and be happy.
We pray for all the people who have been affected by drought, fire, flood and sickness. Give them peace and love because God cares about this.
We can trust God and be happy.
We pray for child slaves to be released safely because God cares about this.
We trust God and be happy.
We pray for a restoration of families and God's continued blessing on our church families because God cares about this.
We can trust God and be happy.
Help those who are experiencing the aftermaths of the floods in North Queensland and help those who are looking after the horses and the cattle that have experienced the drought as well, and the floods as well.
Because we cares about this, we can trust God and be happy. And I think we've just got one group right down the front that hasn't had a turn yet. Run.
We're saving the best for last, don't worry.
We pray for our friend Mark who needs your healing because God cares about this.
We can trust God and be happy. And now we'll pray the Lord's Prayer because this is what Jesus taught us how to pray. And we're confident to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay, let's stand up and we're going to sing, You Are Blessed.
Morning, he will be a comforter. You are blessed.
God of all creation, through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine and pray that we who receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit according to our Saviour's word, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread. And when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So may we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body. We all share in the one bread. Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving. Amen. And this morning our prayer ministers are going to be Gary and Tony, and they'll be available for you in the prayer corner if you need some prayer.
Mercy never walks on by.
Let's pray together the prayer after communion. God of all creation, we give you thanks and praise that you meet us and bring us home. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life, and we who drink his cup bring life to others. Amen. So let's open our arms to receive from the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Such a lot when you got not a lot. Why? Be happy. I'm gonna jump up and down, gonna spin right around, gonna praise your name forever. I'm gonna shout out loud, gonna deafen the crowd, gonna send my praise to heaven. I'm gonna jump up and down, gonna spin right around, gonna praise your name forever. I'm gonna shout out loud, gonna deafen the crowd, gonna send my praise to heaven. I'll run this race and I will never stop. I'll follow Jesus till the day I lock. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you got such a lot, when you got not a lot, why be happy? Such a lot, when you got not a lot, what? Be happy.
Well, I hope you've got a message there to go home and be happy in Christ. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen. And please join us for a cup of tea and something to recover your strength.